This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's great to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And good afternoon to you. I'm Chris Kreidel. We've got a brisk and cold weather pattern here today, a high of 35. We'll have the five-day AccuWeather forecast coming up.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Let's kick things off with an update of Wall Street at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco and Chris, we've got the main averages falling below some key levels now as the selling really picks up for a second day. The Dow down 448 points, a loss approaching 2%. The benchmark's at 24,570. The NASDAQ no longer at 7,000. It's at 6,941, dropping 86 points or 1.25%. S&P down 37 points. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index down more than 1.5%. But this drop, you probably won't complain about. The price of oil has fallen to its lowest level in a year, below $54 a barrel, down almost 6% today. The concern is that there's more oil than demand that should ultimately translate to lower prices at the pump. Heading into the holidays, Target, Kohl's, TJX, Best Buy, all of those companies reporting quarterly sales growth that soared beyond what was estimated. But investors are treating only Best Buy's numbers as good news. As for the rest, investors care more about shrinking profit margins. Target shares looking at a correction on the day. Housing starts up in October after falling the month before, up 1.5%, led by apartments and other multifamily projects. Single family home starts fell for a second month. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thanks, Elisa. On today's Noon Business Hour, we're talking about today's buying and selling, mostly selling on Wall Street. And we're going to also talk about traveling with the children during the holidays.
Black Friday auto deals, as a lot of manufacturers want to move products, so they're giving you great financing deals. Also, Travel Tuesday, it's going to be one of the busiest holiday travel seasons on memory. How do you travel if you have kids? All of that and loads more coming up on today's Noon Business Hour.
Discussing your dollars, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, stocks are taking a dive today while the price of oil also plunges. We're joined by Michael Palumbo, manager of the TMT Perseverance Fund and author of the book Calculated Risk here in Chicago. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. Michael, how do you read today's financial news?
Well, good afternoon, Cisco and Chris, and thanks for having me on. You know, we've been in a risk-off period here since the beginning of October, and I think a lot of people thought maybe it would just be that month, but it's definitely carried on here into November. The NASDAQ is now off 15% from its highs. So, you know, if you look at that, that obviously is an ugly number, but I think it is important for investors to look at a 2-3 year chart of the NASDAQ and realize it has done very well over that period, and that a correction here is probably not maybe wouldn't call it healthy, but it certainly has been coming for a while. What's happening is you get two major headwinds. One is that rates continue to rise, so you have a Fed that is raising rates, which tend to slow down the economy in many ways, and then you also have the trade tensions with China. So these are two very big issues, and you put them together, and the market is getting spooked.
There are advisors out there who are saying that this actually is an opportunity, and work with the what you have, the volatility, and maybe you can turn up some good things. On the other hand, you've got Jim Cramer saying there is nothing good here. You're going to wish you sold at these prices.
Yeah, well, I actually respect Jim a lot, and you know he does try to help people, but not everyone's always right. So, you know, our perspective is that we do think this ultimately will be a buying opportunity, but it will not be a normal rally back that we've been used to where you just buy and then, you know, 3 months later you get rewarded. People who are getting in now, they certainly are getting in at a discount to what's been, you know, earlier on in the year, especially in tech stocks. So we definitely advocate, you know, putting your feet in the water here, because some of these stocks, and I bring up NVIDIA because it's a stock I love, are trading at multiples that we haven't seen really ever. And they indicate that there's, you know, a chance of recession coming forward. Well, that might be true, but when you got a stock like NVIDIA, which is a leader in the chip space, it is a stock that at these levels of 150, it was just 290 about a month and a half ago. So to me, it's half off. It's definitely a stock you should accumulate here. There's other stocks. Apple's down 20-25%. You know, these are quality stocks that once this period is over, and the question is how long is it going to take, but these are going to be stocks you're going to want to own. It's just that it may take 6 months to a year for this to work its way through, because this is much more major than a normal short-term correction, because there's just a lot of headwinds.
Well, and let's talk about time horizon here, because it probably depends on what kind of an investor you are as to how you should react to this market.
No doubt about that. I mean, if you're up there in years and you're needing cash flow in the next year or two, then you should definitely skew your portfolio to less risky names, some bonds, some dividend yielding stocks. But you know, most investors out there that have a, you know, 10, 20, 30 year time horizon, this is the exact time where they should be adding to the riskier names that are quality companies, not just the taking risk, but taking smart risk here. Because if you're looking at a 5 to 10 year time horizon, a lot of these stocks are going to bounce back. You just have to pick the right one. So this is actually a very good opportunity for that case. Now, like you said, if your time horizon is short, then I don't know that you can afford to try to time this rally, because it may not come for a while. So it's important. It is very important to know what your time horizon is. But I think the majority of investors out there, they have a long enough time horizon. Just be patient, buy a little bit here, always have some dry powder, always have cash on the sidelines so that you can take advantage of these types of times. Because even in great bull runs, there's always pullbacks, and there's always big pullbacks, and we're in one right now.
Always great insight. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Mike Palumbo, manager of the TMT Perseverance Fund, author of the book Calculated Risk. Up next, a focus on the oil market, as oil is now down nearly 6% today, back in the $53 range.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The price of oil is plummeting. It's down nearly 6% today, back in the $53 range. Let's find out why. Joining us on the International Autos Orland Park Business Line, Phil Flynn, Senior Market Analyst at Price Group, also a Fox News business contributor. Phil, what is going on with oil?
You know, there's a concern right now in the oil market that we're seeing a major slowdown in the global economy. And it seems to have gone beyond just looking at the price of oil and the supply and demand for gasoline to really focusing on what's happening with the global stock market. You know, the Dow Jones average is down, about 500 points right now. The Nasdaq has been just getting obliterated. And people are fearful that this is a situation where it's, just going to see a demand drop in the global economy. I think a lot of it's panic. I think the market is probably overreacting because it's a holiday week. There's not a lot of volume in there right now. And it becomes like a run in the bank sometimes when everybody starts to panic and get out of the market. Now, I talked to some buyers for gasoline stations today. And, usually they're buying as much gasoline as they can ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. They're going to see record demand according to AAA for gasoline, but they're kind of afraid to buy it because they're afraid that if they pay today's price, they could get a cheaper price tomorrow. So there's a lot of fear with the price right now, and that's really impacting the market from top to bottom.
So let's talk about winners and losers here as oil prices go down. Who wins and who loses?
You know, I mean, usually you would think that when prices go down, it's great for the consumer. You know, a great price break on gasoline right before the holidays, you're going to have more money in your pockets to go shopping. And that's good news. You know, the scary part about this is if this is really indeed signaling a slowdown in the global economy, you know, then, you know, next year might not be as rosy, you know, and even though we have cheap gasoline prices, if we're going to have a challenging economy, that's not going to make you feel too good when you have to pay the bills for those holiday presents.
OPEC and its allies are meeting in December to discuss supply cuts. What's going to happen?
Well, we think they're going to cut production. The Saudis really are mad at Donald Trump. They think they duped him into raising production. You know, the Russians are saying, hey, wait a second. You know, we just raised production. Why are we cutting production a month later? But I think at the end of the day, the market prices are going to force them to cut because the market's saying there's an oversupply, even if you think there isn't one.
So if they move then, how soon will we customers feel it?
You know, they're not going to move until December, so I think it would be closer to the holidays. But from the levels that we're at right now, I don't think you're going to see a big spike up on gasoline prices. The bigger issue probably might be your heating bills, to be honest with you. I mean, natural gas prices, even with the big sell-off in oil, are higher this month. And if we get cold weather, we might have, you know, a longer winter than anticipated. In the longer the winter, that's more money out of your pocket for heating bills. So I think that's a bigger concern for the consumer right now than gasoline prices.
That's Phil Flynn, senior market analyst at Price Group, joining us. Still ahead, Travel Tuesday, keeping things moving smoothly at the airport when you're traveling with children. And Bloomberg checks the markets next.
WBBM News Time, 12:25. Let's take a look now at the markets, sponsored by Kaler Luggage. And here's Elisa Parenti.
Chris, we are looking at our highest selling levels of the day. The Dow is at its lowest level, down 514 points now, a loss of more than 2%. The benchmark is right at 24,500. NASDAQ down 1.75%, a loss of 116 points. So the composite's at 69.13. And the S&P is tumbling 47 points, also retreating almost 2%. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg down 2%. Retailers are taking a pounding on Wall Street. Best Buy may be the outlier. It posted strong sales growth and boosted its full-year forecast. We've got Best Buy up about 3%. Another swoon for crude oil prices, down 7.5% now, falling below $53. Now let's check in with Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal. Kurt?
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. Grain markets are mixed as we go through the noon hour. Buying beans, selling corn seems to be the main feature. We did see a new sale of 123,000 tons of beans to unknown destination and a cancellation of over 200,000 tons of corn to unknown destination. Next market maker will be Friday's weekly export sales report due to Thursday being a holiday. Corn futures down 0.75 to 1 cent, beans up 8 to 9 cents, and the wheat market 1 to 2 higher. This is Kurt Kimmel, Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are sharply lower. We'll see what's scaring the markets.
Travel Tuesday, tips for getting through the airport this holiday season when the full family is along for the ride.
Black Friday is nearly here. We'll find out where the deals are in cars, SUVs, and trucks.
Family members and friends try to cope with the deaths of a doctor, a pharmacy resident, and a Chicago police officer shot yesterday at Mercy Hospital.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 508 points, the NASDAQ down 114, S&P down 45, and oil is now down 7%.
Brisk and cold today, a high of 37. It's 33 degrees right now at O'Hare. WBBM News Time, 12:30.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. We are watching these markets today. Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management, joining us. Fox News business contributor as well. His website, GaryK.com. Obviously, Gary, first question to you is, what in the world is going on today on these markets?
Well, it's not just today, leading into October, half the market, as well as world markets, were already bearish. And then starting in October, the rest of the market started coming down, and the very over-owned, over-loved, and over-leveraged growth stocks, led by the you-know-whos, are getting their head handed to them, and there's probably more to go.
Is this something that you just watch and wait, or do you get in it in some way?
Not now. I watch and I listen, and too many people are saying buy, buy, buy. It's now cheap. It's a value. But I have to tell you, bear markets usually last months, not a month, and usually take growth stocks down 30-40%, if not more. And I think you just take a step back and relax and let this thing go through what I call time and price. And I think there's going to be some more time and more price to come.
Do you see any opportunity here?
Not really. Look, what we have seen over the last few weeks, the strongest stocks in the market were names like Clorox and Johnson & Johnson and Coca-Cola and the utilities. That is what is known as market buying up defensive areas to get out of the risk areas. And I just think you just take a step back. There are points in time where you don't want to, you know, be in the markets. And I'm not telling you to sell, because I know people have big gains for a very long time. What we're just saying is new capital, you probably just want to sit on the sidelines and let this thing flush itself out. And it looks like there's more to go. Market is definitely telegraphing a slowdown in economic growth. We're starting to get a lot of guidance from many companies to the downside as we move forward. You see it today from a few retail companies. We just saw it from like an NVIDIA. We're starting to see it from Apple. And, we've seen this before, and it usually ends, and then things will get great again. But right now, I think there's more work to be done.
Now, you say it usually ends. What sort of a catalyst might there need to be in order for it to turn around, in order for it to hit that bottom and start going up again?
You know, it's not necessarily a catalyst. It's just price stops going down and leadership starts to show up. You know, I'm a big believer. Everything you need to know about the market is in watching of the market. And eventually there'll be a place where things stop going down. You start to see the stair steps up. And then all of a sudden you see some great stocks breaking out of range because earnings are up 80%, revenues are up 50%, and life is good again. I think we just topped out in recent months, so I think there's more to go. And by the way, it's also worldwide, which just tells you it's going to be a little bit tougher. And again, we've had bearish markets in the past. We get past them. We'll have great bull markets again. But right now, it's time to just take a step back and put the feet up.
Now, that's for the wider market. There may be some opportunities in energy as we see oil prices continuing to slide. I mean, they're down nearly 8% today alone.
Yeah, well, you don't want to own energy right here. Part of what the market is saying is energy prices literally crashing like 30% in the last about month and a half. That's telling you demand is falling for economies around the globe. So I would stay away from that. What I do right now is I just start making a list of things that are holding up best and continue to buck the trend, because when things do turn around, the strongest stocks will lead. But I'm just not there yet. I think there's still some more damage to be done. Notwithstanding, we're going to get some sharp bounces here and there over the next couple of weeks. I still think the major trend is down.
Two of our story stocks today are Boeing and Target, and they're getting hit a bit today.
Well, it speaks for itself, number one, on Target. I'm a big believer it's not the news, it's how things react to the news. And you see Target breaking to a 10-month low, volume is heavy, they're lowering numbers going forward, so you take a powder on that. And as far as Boeing, you got a couple other issues right now in the story about the investigation, which does not help either with the economy probably slowing around the globe. So, again, a couple of names I would just not look to buy just yet. There'll be a time in the future to buy them. I just think there's probably some more prices to the downside first.
And the FANG stocks that were really the darlings of Wall Street now, they've lost more than $1 trillion in value during this rout?
Again, evidence. When the leading stocks of the prior bull are doing what they're doing, it really does tell you everything you need to know about the market. And you just got to remember, they've had monstrous runs. They got very overloved, overowned by the big money crowd and overleveraged. A lot of this money is on margin, so the margin has to come off before the real selling comes, and that's why you're seeing it a little bit uglier than most other areas. And I suspect, again, you know, they're down, I think Amazon's down 20 from the high, Apple down 20. They'll probably go down 30, 35, or 40 before the worst is over. And again, that's typically normal of these type of stocks when you go into a bearish phase.
Now, reiterate your advice again for investors. Is it pull money out or just sort of stand pat? What do people do?
Pulling money out at this point is on an individual basis. I don't want to generalize and tell people. I tell them to use the sleep indicator, and if you can't sleep, that means you probably have too much in the market. I'm just saying new money, I would just wait. I think you're going to be able to get lower prices in the next few months ahead, and when you do, when the market ultimately does turn, I think there'll be a big move back to the upside. I just don't think we're there yet, and I do think that, unfortunately, I think there's going to be more pain to come.
All right. Good advice, as always. Thanks very much. Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management and Fox News business contributor in Orlando. His site is GaryK.com. Up next, Travel Tuesday, navigating the airport when the children are part of the mix.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday here on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Kaler Luggage. It's the time of year for family holiday trips. Let's get some help getting through the airport calmly and efficiently from Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, TravelingMom.com, based here in Chicago. Cindy, let's talk first off about how early to get to the airport, because a lot of parents are used to the warnings, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours. What should we do if we have kids?
You know what? I would go 3 hours early. And honestly, I know it seems ridiculous, but the last thing you want to do is be stressed out that you're going to miss the flight. And you've got to wrangle all these kids. You've got to get them through TSA. I say just plan to entertain them. Go early. Bring snacks and, you know, download their favorite movie to the iPad, and everybody will be fine.
So the entertainment is key. Have something for them to do just in case there's a miracle and you skate right through security.
Absolutely. And even while they're in the line, right? Kids hate standing in line, so they can be watching the movie while they're standing in line. I'm not a big fan of, you know, medicate your kids with iPads, but when you're traveling, that's the time.
And what is the pre-check? What can we do that is the most efficient thing that we can do getting through the line?
You know, I think it's just about, you know, it's about knowing the rules, right? And everybody should go to the TSA website and read the rules. Honestly, I was looking at them this morning, and just for sheer entertainment value, all the things that it lists that about how you can bring them through the airport, like antlers, whether you can take them on the plane or not. Who knew?
Who knew? Well, Bernie Tafoya did a story this week, too, that I was really surprised. He said you can actually take the turkey with you on the plane.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
I'd like to see that on the scanner for sure. Let's talk about packing. Let's talk about packing light. A lot of people still want to check luggage, but is it easier just to pack a carry-on?
You know, I'm a big believer in a carry-on. We travel through O'Hare, right? And this is going to be, AAA says it's going to be the busiest travel Thanksgiving since 2005. That's a lot of suitcases to go through luggage. You know, if you can do it, I say, wear the same shirt twice and just pack a carry-on. It takes a little practice, but you'll be really pleased when you find out how much easier it is to travel without lugging a big suitcase around.
And if you're traveling with kids and you happen to have that luggage lost when you check it, it seems like that would be a nightmare.
Oh, it is. Well, even if it's your stuff, it's a nightmare. I was on a cruise and they lost the people's luggage, and for 4 days until their bags caught up with them, these people on the cruise are wearing the same clothes. It, you know, I mean, they survived. They still had a good time on the cruise, but they would have had a better time if they had some clean underwear, I'm sure.
Now, I have to ask the economy question, because this is the Noon Business Hour, but the fact that it's going to be the biggest crowd since 2005, does that mean that it's because the economy is doing better?
Well, it's because it's partly because gas is so much cheaper, right? People are going to be on the road a lot. But it's also, you know, they're still affordable airfares, and people do have a little extra money. So, you know, they're going home for the holidays. Everybody likes to go home for the holidays, right?
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, TravelingMom.com. Always appreciate you being with us. This time tomorrow, Personal Finance Wednesday, still to come. Auto dealers are looking for big things on Black Friday.
Loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Thanksgiving is almost here. That means Black Friday is also just around the corner. Let's see what the car industry has in mind this year. Joining us on the International Autos Orland Park business line is John McElroy, automotive industry analyst and host of Autoline.tv in Detroit. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. What are the auto dealers going to be offering this year, John?
Well, you know, good afternoon, Chris and Cisco again. Look, auto dealers and automakers are trying to take advantage of anything that they can to move the metal. And with Black Friday right around the corner, they are going to pull out a lot of stops to sell a lot of cars. One of the things that we're seeing on the part of General Motors, Ford, and even Nissan is the reintroduction, albeit briefly, of 0% financing. And, you know, with interest rates going up right now, getting a 0% loan, some as long as 6 years, could be a real savings for a lot of people that want to buy.
Does this apply to most dealers, or are there some that are higher and some lower?
No, great question. No, you're going to have to get out and do some shopping. Different dealers, even if they're the same brand, could have different deals going on. Obviously, different brands, different car companies, they're going to be offering different things too. And when I mentioned that 0%, from the sound of it, it's not going to last very long. It may just last this weekend. So if you're really hot on buying a new car, you may want to take advantage of the Black Friday deals.
So are the dealers and the manufacturers, are they trying to maybe drum up a little more interest in buying a car this time of year? Is it an inventory issue? Why offer 0% here?
Well, Cisco, I mean, they use every opportunity. So as soon as the Black Friday deals are done, you're going to start seeing them advertising all the Christmas deals that they're going to start offering. It's just a very competitive market. And even though sales have softened a little bit, the industry is still going at a torrential rate. Car sales are still very strong, even if they're a little bit softer than they had been. And they're just going to use, car dealers and car companies, they're going to use every shopping holiday, anything that they can think of to try to grab people's attention to come in and buy a new one.
And does that ever maybe make people say, I can wait another couple of months to do this, and I'm pretty sure there'll be some kind of a sale going on whenever I want to buy?
You're absolutely right. But with the 0% for Black Friday, my guess is it's going to go away once it's done, only because interest rates are going up. You know, when interest rates were low, it was easy for automakers to offer these kinds of incentives. It didn't cost them a whole lot. But with interest rates rising, I think this is just going to be a weekend deal this weekend, not afterwards.
John, thanks for joining us today. John McElroy, automotive industry analyst and host of Autoline.tv in Detroit. If you missed any part of today's program, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and AllNewRadio.com app.
WBBM News Time, 12:55. We're wrapping up the Noon Business Hour with a check of the markets, sponsored by Kaler Luggage. At Bloomberg, here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, the Dow is now tumbling more than 2%, and the losses are accelerating across the board. So the blue chips in the red by 506 points, NASDAQ falling 113, and the S&P lower by 45. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg down almost 2%. The worst performing blue chip is Apple, with losses of 4% now after analysts flagged sinking iPhone demand, this time in China and other emerging markets. And the energy sector is also under pressure. Exxon and Chevron in retreat as the price of oil plummets almost 7%, falling to $53.41 a barrel. The Ultimate Fighting Championship is investing $13 million in a new training facility in Shanghai, part of its push to develop mixed martial arts in the world's most populated country. The facility is expected to open next year and will become UFC's Asia headquarters. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.